Coming up in the business week ahead, a fairly light schedule of economic reports after last week's debt ceiling drama and the relief rally at the end of the week. None are scheduled for Tuesday or Friday. The week starts with factory orders in April, May purchasing managers' reports. The trade deficit and consumer credit come out on Wednesday, and Thursday it's weekly jobless claims and April wholesale inventories. Among all the things we buy, food has been one of the most hurt by inflation, and a bill moving through the New York State legislature to ban certain pesticides to protect bees could push them up even more, Linda Beccaro reports.
There's no arguing that food prices are up.
I think that the prices are ridiculous. People are having a hard time feeding their families.
I just think that the food prices are astronomical. You need to get a second job just to pay for food to go to a grocery store.
Now, New York State legislators are debating a bill aimed at protecting birds and bees, but might end up stinging consumers, according to this dairy farmer at Hudson Valley Fresh.
So it would probably raise the price of food generally.
The proposed measure would ban the use of a certain group of pesticides known as neonics. A Cornell study found a connection between these pesticides and a dwindling bee population.
Time is ticking on the bill. The legislative session ends in New York on Thursday this week. And a warning from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for users of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. Best not store your money with them very long because they might not be safe during a crisis. More from Silvana Hanau.
It comes in the wake of the collapse of SVB, Signature Bank, and First Republic, which all saw bank runs as customers with uninsured deposits pulled their money out. And the FDIC insures bank accounts up to $250,000, but money stored in payment apps aren't held in traditional accounts. And while some funds may be eligible for pass-through insurance coverage, they're generally not covered by deposit insurance. I'm Silvana Hanau.
Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.